Community Connection on the way next, brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. We'll talk things over with Bartlesville Superintendent Chuck McCauley in just a moment.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
AM 1400 K1 on a Wednesday morning, and as I mentioned, a good opportunity to spend some time talking with Chuck McCauley, and thanks for coming in this morning. You're not there yet, but testing is going on, and you're getting ready to wind down the school year with graduation coming up into May.
That's right, Charlie. It's a busy time, like it always is, the end of the school year. Our state testing is, we're right in the middle of that. Our secondary schools middle schools will be finishing up this week. High school, they administered the ACT to all juniors at the beginning of the month. Our elementary schools will continue to test on into next week from that state testing side. It's a busy time. And I should mention, we're going to be out of school on Friday for Good Friday. I wanted to make sure I mention that to our listeners out there as well.
Yeah, it's always nice to get to that reminder out there. Parents probably know it, but sometimes it only becomes front of mind at 5 o'clock on Thursday afternoon.
That's exactly right. Yes, especially in the middle of state testing, it's a good time for that break. And obviously with Easter coming up, we're glad people have the opportunity to spend some time with their families. So it's a busy time. In terms of our science fair kids did perform very well. Or out at the research center, mm-hmm. They held their annual district science fair and qualified several kids for state. And we ended up with five students who qualified for the International Science Fair in Arizona next month, which we're very excited for them, which is a large number. Typically, it's between two and four, so I think five is the largest number I can remember. So really proud of those kids and the science department leadership, Gary Lehman and Betty Henderson and Cheryl Fentress specifically, wanted to mention those. That continues to go on. We recently had an art show here. I think you probably helped with helped to publicize that a little bit.
I did.
You did. Yeah. We had several student winners that were involved in that, and so really pleased that we're able to participate in that. And our community supports our visual art program with that. And that's something that we've obviously it's a big part of our community here in Bartlesville. You know, we have we've continued to have a full-time art teacher at all of our elementary schools, which is really, you don't find too many of those, and unfortunately, in the region. So it's important.
It is. And I realize that for the reasons that math and science and STEM are being emphasized, that's important. I don't want to talk badly about that at all, but it's nice to see that we haven't forgotten the other half of the curriculum.
That's exactly right. You know, oftentimes, because some of our vast improvements that we made in technology in the STEM field, we haven't talked as much about maybe on the fine arts side, but we have continued to invest in our fine arts. Matter of fact, Cassie Harding, one of our seniors, she just received the State Superintendent's Fine Arts Award here recently. Matter of fact, I think it was just last week. But another example of that is even as simple as from our bond funding. This past week, you know, we approved part of that, our last bond issue, we approved uniforms for our marching band and also our choir program, which those are hundreds of kids.
Yeah.
And many times people think about the facility side, but we really appreciate our community support for that.
And you know, that just because I can remember, I think it was my sophomore year in high school, that my high school got new marching band uniforms. And I don't know how you do it, but typically the school shows us some of the seniors, what do you think about this, and get some student input. You won't march in this uniform, but what do you think of it?
Right.
And it's nice to see the student buy in on some of those decisions, or at least, they ask us. They consulted us.
That's exactly right. And it's quite a process, and glad that we're able to provide that for our kids and continue to provide that for our kids. We also have our spring musical is coming up, which mm-hmm. is the first weekend in May, I think May 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
Always a larger undertaking than most people realize. it's kind of the iceberg thing. What you see is only the part that's above water.
That's exactly right. I've always told folks, if you want to see the most, the largest number of our kids at a time, a football game is a good opportunity, because not only the football team, But, you know, you have your band and your palm and cheer and the student section there too. But this spring musical is another opportunity to see a large number of kids. And they're doing Newsies this year, mm-hmm. which is a relatively new one to be able to be available for us to perform. So I was at the high school yesterday and visited with our vocal music director, Margie Green, mm-hmm. and they're working away. But in terms of all the stagecraft that goes on with it, all the volunteer hours that go into really putting on a quality show, really hope that people come out and see it. So it'll be that first weekend in May. There'll be a show on that May 3rd, that Friday and Saturday night, and also a Sunday afternoon show.
And so we'll get out there and support the students. If you haven't seen Newsies, it's a good plot. You may or may not recognize some of the songs, but you will walk out the door humming a few of the tunes just because it's that type of show. It's not exactly the Rodgers and Hammerstein production that you're used to of The King and I and Sound of Music and some of those, but nonetheless, it's a fun show. You'll enjoy it.
Yeah, and that's another example in the terms of the investment in the fine arts. That's something to put on that quality of a show. Of course, in our community with children's musical theater and different programs that feed into it, it's not a surprise when kids get to the high school level when you see how talented that they are, but really hope that people will come out and support. Our band, just last week, they in terms of their state competition, they all received ones at their performance, and so I know we'll talk to Mr. Clausen about that Monday, and mm-hmm. he was very pleased with their performance. Our orchestra, we have a large string program, and that's something that there's not very many string programs out there. And we've continued to invest in that. As a matter of fact, a few years ago when we reconfigured our schools, we had two orchestra teachers at the time. And then at that time, just because of scheduling, we needed to add a third. Mm-hmm. And so we actually, even in the midst of a budget crisis, really, we added an additional music position because we knew that was beneficial for our kids to have that quality. So we have very strong instrumental and vocal music, and also with the visual arts program and the drama and debate and that kind of funnel along with that too. So it's and all those things are coming to a close at the end of the year this year, so I really hope our community will get out and support them.
Yeah, I know that I've seen some social media posts on the debate and just the speech side of things on different contests they've been to. And again, not publicized. Well, individual, just like individual sports, individual competition, not always well publicized, but the students have performed particularly well this year.
That's right, and that... switching gears just a little bit, but it is related in terms of public speaking. I know that, you know, starting out like our ag program mm-hmm. that we're going to start next year, I know that's something that I think we all can use, refine our skills with that, and especially mm-hmm. our young people today with technology, just people today in general, everyone walking around with their looking down at their phone. And
please
so,
look up, you're crossing the street.
That's right. But really, that's another benefit, I think, to our ag program, that the kids will have that experience where they'll have that public speaking. I know the 4-H, they just did their contest this week out mm-hmm. out at Madison. I think that was Monday night.
It was.
And so that's another opportunity for our kids to, because that's a skill that people need more of, I should say.
Yes, and I just, after more than 20 years of speaking with 4-H and FFA students at things like the Junior Livestock Show and the County Fair and things like that, almost to a fault, they are all particularly well-spoken when we're talking about their project, when we're talking about whatever it is that they were out there presenting. They're ready to speak, and they are well-informed, and so it's not a debate per se, but they are just as well-instructed.
That's exactly right, and it's something that's a trait, a skill that's going to help them the rest of their lives, no matter what you do, mm-hmm. Whether they're going to go the college route or go straight into the career, great to the working into the working class. That's something that'll benefit them for the rest of their lives. So really, really pleased, excited about having that opportunity for kids, because I think that will, I think some kids will get the opportunity to learn more about that are interested in the ag program that would maybe never have any interest in a debate program, for example, or a speech class.
Sure, and the skills will be, if you were just writing down skills by people completing a debate curriculum or competing the ag curriculum, mm-hmm. you're going to see a large number of those skills on both sides of the column.
Yeah, so we're pleased. Matter of fact, we're finished up the enrollment process for next year, and so we'll have, in terms of the ag class, We'll have a class at one class at each middle school next year, and then Mr. Jones will come over to the high school and have a couple of sections at the high school. So we're excited about that opportunity for kids. And so just really wanted to mention those in terms of fine arts. Also, the ag is a new program, new electives. You know, we spend a lot of time talking about technology and STEM, and rightfully so. Those are very important and a lot of opportunities for kids in terms of their future. And very proud of everything that we've been able to accomplish there. But these other opportunities for kids are equally as important.
Okay, looking forward to that. And I know we'll talk more about ag as we get ready for bond issue items. But right. We will continue with Chuck McCauley on a Community Connection coming up in just a moment.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state. And I should know, it's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
And continuing our time with Chuck McCauley on this Wednesday morning, and to Chuck, first of all, I want to make sure again, you're off on Friday, so
thank you.
Just in case people tuned in late and missed that part, the students will be off on Friday, back on a regular schedule on Monday.
That's exactly right, and all buildings will be closed on Friday. It'll be a holiday for Bartlesville schools.
Okay, thank you very much. Spring sports, how are things going? Seem well.
Yeah, they're going very well. Thank you. Thank you for bringing that up. And we are, it's really coming to a close. The seasons go fast.
Yes, they do.
Wanted to highlight a couple things. First of all, we'll talk a little bit about senior golfer Emma Shelley. Emma's having an unbelievable season. She is, the girls' team has competed in 5 tournaments, and she's been the individual champion in 4 of them. And the only one she didn't win, she shot even par that day, just someone else was a little bit better. But matter of fact, yesterday was the Frontier Valley Golf Tournament, and she won that tournament. So really proud of senior Emma Shelley. She's a very talented young lady and doing great things. Over on the track side, we had our 2-mile relay team, which a lot of our kids that are cross country kids, as you can imagine, they do well in track as well.
Sure.
And they recently, matter of fact, they broke the school record in the 2-mile relay. James Boudreaux, Caleb Iden, Tyler Linthicum, and Spencer Hales. Those 4. They ran, so that's each kid runs a 1/2 mile, basically. Mm-hmm. And so that adds up to 2 miles, and they ran it in 8 minutes. So if you do the math on that, that's 4 guys that are doing, running that very fast.
Yes.
So, and matter of fact, I talked to one of their parents who teaches for us just the other day, and they're planning on breaking that record again this Friday. So hopefully the weather will hold up for them, and they'll have another great event.
If the forecast is to believe, sunshine and 68 for Friday, so at least it won't likely be raining on whatever surface they're running on.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, so that's golf and track, and tennis is doing very well. Matter of fact, we had their annual tournament last week, which we have at the high school and at Hillcrest. It was really nice to be able to play, to have some of those competitive matches at our own high school, and mm-hmm. we have such a nice facility there. That our community, because of the community passage of the bond issue, we're able to offer for our kids. Baseball is their play almost seemed like every day. I know I saw Calvin Johnson in there. They won last night.
And, yes, they did.
And have, I think, Ponca City and Sky 2 coming up this week. And I think they finish up district play, I think, next week.
So sounds right, yeah.
Sound about right, too. Probably yeah. Shawnee, I think, is what they have left.
And when you run a high school baseball schedule, I mean, or for that matter, spring track, it doesn't matter. You put a lot of events realizing that somewhere along the line, a percentage are going to get rained out.
That's exactly right. Yeah, it's like what we were talking about earlier. It's officially springtime and all the glory that comes with it. Yeah, the warm temperatures and windy weather and the potential for rain. So, yeah, so spring sports are going really well. Really proud of our kids. They continue to represent us well. So next up, Charlie, if I could, I'd like to talk a little bit about, as our bond issue that we're talking about.
The board has been talking for a while on that, but special meetings February, March, April, and I know you've got one in May coming up.
So. Yeah, matter of fact, we have our next special board meeting will be on Wednesday, April 24th at noon. So that's next Wednesday over at the high school. It's in the hospitality room. So obviously it's open to the public, and it'll be we try to limit those to 1 hour. We'll be giving an update on where we are in the process. That's our third meeting that we've had during that time. We've continued to talk about bond issue along the way, including this past Monday, to give an update on that. But just wanted to remind folks what's being discussed is not a tax increase. This is keeping our millage level where it is. It's really just a continuation of what we've started back when 2016 bond issue. And we are moving towards at the May school board meeting for our board to take action on the resolution, which would be for a vote in August is what we're looking at. So once again, this would be keeping our property taxes flat, keeping our millage level flat. And we would continue on helping us operationally. The biggest percentage of expense funding will go into technology. This is something, this bond issue will truly touch every kid. At our elementary level, we'll be able to, it's time for us to replace our electronic whiteboards, our teaching boards that are really integral part of the curriculum for our staff. We'll be able to, it's time to replace those. Mm-hmm. Also on the secondary side with our one-to-one initiative, continue to maintain that effort. We'll be rolling out Chromebooks here, this actually here just in a few months to all of our middle school kids. So we'll be one-to-one for all of our secondary schools. Our elementaries in August, they will have we'll have a Chromebook cart, mm-hmm. Which is basically a mobile computer lab. And so we'll have six of those at each one of our elementaries. So basically it comes out to about one per grade level, which is so that we can get more devices into the hands of our kids. So, there can also be items related to maintenance as well as transportation, safety, in terms of replacing video cameras. And also we want to improve crossing areas mm-hmm. by our schools. We've been working with our city about that, and so and a few projects. We talked about the ag program that we're going to start. We would build a building that would be a classroom space on the high school campus, mm-hmm. Which would be by the Bruin Activity Center. Which is not there's no animals there. This will be a space that have a couple classrooms for.
I'm going to say, we just emphasize this is a classroom
that's
environment.
Right.
That's not that you couldn't, but you're not talking about a show barn or anything like that at this point in time.
That is correct. That is correct. Yeah, eventually that's something that we will probably need to do, but that's not necessarily the space where we'd want to do that there. So
right.
We'll make sure that we clarify that. As well, we are talking about doing some in terms of our Dungeness Stadium, also our softball, mm-hmm. To replace the to put turf down. Personally, it would be wonderful if we could have a full-time field crew that could maintain those like our professional teams.
There you go. Make it look like Wrigley.
That'd be great. For playability.
Start planting the ivy now.
That's exactly right. For playability purposes, we get more use out of our fields if we have that turf. Currently, obviously this spring right now, our high school team plays there. Oklahoma Wesleyan plays on there every chance that they can. Our the summer baseball teams play there as well. And so if we had that turf on the field, we'd be able to have even more play. I could see, I know Spence Rigdon, our athletic and activities director, has a vision for example, we have city tournaments and city championships. They could play those games at Dungeness Stadium, which would really be a great experience as well. And then also and be the same turf at our softball field as well to help our girls over there and to get that playability. We have been discussing our one thing I wanted to mention too, our press box.
Yes.
At Lion Field.
I've heard on the broadcast this year that the Cardinals have sold naming rights on the press box at the Busch Stadium, so I figured it's only a matter of time till we'll have a naming rights contest for the press box at Dungeness. So.
There you go. We're ready.
Just get some extra income out of that way.
That's right. So we're hoping that we're able to replace that. That's something that we would like to include in it that we've been discussing. Our press box is 65 years old. As a matter of fact, we plan at our next meeting on April 24th at the high school. Anybody wants to come up and take a look at it, if weather permitting, we'll encourage them to come on up and take a look at it.
It's worth looking at.
Yeah, it's time to replace it. Very pleased that the Lion Foundation They recently approved a we requested a donation from them to help fund that, and they have already committed to paying for a third of the press box. So and we also are continuing to pursue other private funds, but whatever we're not able to raise privately, our plan is to include that difference as part of the bond issue. So that's something that will enable us to. We went through a process with that Spence Rigdon led, along with our football coaches, and also our band directors will be able to host a band competition. Mm-hmm. If we have an updated press box. And I think some people are surprised when you start looking at how the numbers of people that use our football. It's not just football. People think about it as our football stadium, but you know, our youth football, for example, on Saturdays in the fall, I mean, it's all day on Saturday that our youth of the community and area is able to use that. Obviously, band competitions. We have track meet, obviously. Of course, they run on the track, but they're able to be out on the field. And then soccer, of course. You know, soccer right now, boys and girls soccer, I failed to mention them earlier. They're both having great seasons, and hopefully we'll finish up and be able to make a push at the playoffs. But obviously, they get benefit from that facility as well. And so we're hoping we're able to include that. So and everything that I'm talking about, those aren't large project numbers. The total cost of the bond is going to be around $15 million is what we're anticipating that being and going to vote in August and keeping our property taxes flat.
And that's a good summary of the proposal. And once the board finalizes everything in the May meeting, then we can talk more specifics throughout the summer.
Sounds great.
Thank you so much for coming in this morning. And, gee, we're counting down the weeks till graduation. Again, that's Friday before Memorial Day weekend, unless something changes.
That's right. So it'll be Friday night, May 24th. And, Charlie, it's not going to rain that night.
We'll write that down. Okay. Thank you very much. Chuck McCauley with us this morning on a Community Connection on 1400 K1. Community Connection brought to you this morning by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma and by Tallgrass Motors. 68 degrees. We'll take a look at the forecast on the way and news on the way coming up next from the Oklahoma News Network on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1.
ONN News, I'm Sean Carey.